Well, Thomas, I am getting concerned.
I know the Pistons are 0-4. That's kind of crazy, man.
That's true. That is concerning, but not what I'm talking about. I think we've hit a conundrum, honestly, with the title of this podcast and the type of things that we say on here. And you would think that they should correlate. I'm just worried that they aren't correlating that much. And I'll give my reasoning first before, so you're not coming in a little confused. We said that last week slate was gross, and last week was there was a lot of fun games to watch.
Some of it was kind of gross. It was a little
There,
gross.
it's fair. It's fair. There was a little bit of gross, but there was a lot of fun games though too.
Do we need to change the podcast name?
Maybe we should just say we don't know ball.
We don't really. I mean, what are our credentials?
Does anyone really know ball? That might be the real question to ask.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Subjective, anyways, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the ball that we know is just different than the ball that's actually being played. What
It's
if the
fair.
ball that we
It's fair.
knew was the friends we made along the way? The
There you go.
subscribers that we got along the way,
There we
actually.
go. There we go. Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Because there's just quite a few instances here where, we made some statements, and maybe you specifically.
Name one.
Do you
I've never
want
been wrong in my life.
me to? I don't know. You said the Chargers Saints game was going to be good. That game stunk.
We went into that conversation fully aware that I've called nothing but stinkers when I say sneaky good game of the week. And we brought
And
it up. Every sneaky good game I have is an absolute dud. So.
I want you to know that I bet on the over, and the over didn't even hit.
I was doing
So
really well in hitting overs. I will say that. But.
you
That's
were.
on you, to be honest. Knowing your limits is
To
always
be
the best
fair,
strategy.
it's like the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. You kept hitting overs. I bet on it, so that kind of cancels it out.
Pemdas, man.
Yeah. Pemdas, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no.
But it was a good week in football though.
It was,
I'm
except for
sure.
Saturday. That didn't exist.
Yeah, we won't talk about Saturday. It's tough. It's tough to completely outgain and just do statistically better than your arch rival and still lose to them.
Yeah, it's also kind of sucks to literally have someone else incite the scuffle afterwards and then you get blamed for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And listen, like
I told I was I will
Colson Loveland has every right to talk shit, right? Like he's 3-0 in this rivalry.
yeah.
Like he can talk as much shit as he wants. But to come out and act like it was MSU's fault as if he didn't literally throw the headbutt first. Like just a slight amount of social of like awareness on his part. Like talk all the
Yeah.
shit you want, but like dude.
Yeah, the little bro comment was unnecessary. I don't know. I didn't like any of that. And
Little
I
bro
loved.
lost all meaning to me since 2 Februarys ago when MSU had the shooting and there was the first basketball game against Michigan and Michigan State and their student section leader decided to still throw up the little bro sign and just as a sign of respect cross off the word little and it's like bruh like even in trying to pay respects to people who were literally killed he's still trying to throw an insult out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I knew that it was like there's like it has absolutely no meaning anymore in this world.
Yeah. It's fair. It's fair. I'm not a fan of the comment at all. It definitely gets under my skin. Yeah, that was an odd choice. Going back to the other thing, but we don't have to really get into that at all.
No, we don't.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough game to watch. It emotionally hurt me, which it does every year at this point. Even when it was 49-0, I was distraught. There's some delusion in me that thinks there's always a chance. So, and I don't give up on that until way, way, way past the point of where I should already have given up on the hope and the thought. But yeah, that was tough. Put a decent amount of money on Michigan State, so I might as well have just flushed that down the drain.
You know, maybe you
And
don't blame me for you losing money on bets. It seems like it's
yeah,
just you think.
that is a very much me thing. I'm honestly taking a break from gambling because it's just
Okay.
been it's been pretty rough this year. So
We're gonna have a little intervention for you.
yeah, no, I'm taking a break though for now. Again, on my own will, I'm not getting it's not being held against me. So, gotta be somewhat financially responsible, right?
Yes,
Yeah,
that is
so.
true. Okay, so in challenge to your statement to open this up, I think this pod, we're only going to say factual takes. Everything we say is going to be so knowledgeable that we can't possibly be wrong.
I feel like no one would listen then.
No one's
There's just
listening now. No
you
one's
know what?
listening now, Tyler.
Yeah,
We have like
well,
3 listeners, all right?
it's a fair point. It's a fair point. Yeah, I don't care. I say what I want, man. I don't care. It's fine.
I mean,
And guess what? You can tell me I don't know ball, and I'll still won't believe you.
I
So
believe that the guy on the left really does know. Hey, we got a guy on the right who knows ball. So
I know.
that's
And
why
it was honestly the last person that I expected to it to be too that said it.
I had to pull out my mic in honor of that because I said that if I got a that the person on the right really knows ball, I'd pull out my mic. So
Yep,
I got up
got
off
mine
the
right here.
couch, walked all the way over to my room, pulled the mic out. So we're all set now. We're podding. You know,
Funny story. I said that I had my brand new microphone last episode, and I forgot to set it as the default on Zoom, so it didn't pick up any of my microphone at all. I had it plugged in for no reason. So that was tough to realize, to come to realize I was gonna keep that, I was gonna keep that under the rug, but I figured I would be,
be honest,
maybe
we're on
just
an
up
honest
front
spot.
of,
Honest pod.
yeah, I would just be up front about that. Hand up, everyone makes silly mistakes, so that was mine, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thomas, it's Wednesday right now, October 30th, Halloween tomorrow. Jets and Texans play. But Monday night, you got anything you want to say?
Look, all right, I'm not saying we're the best team in football.
You're not. I'll let you know that right now.
But Pittsburgh has a quarterback. All right. Pittsburgh has a quarterback. And not to say Justin Fields is playing bad, but this offense looks so much better under Wilson than it did under Fields.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, I think that's just because I don't think Pittsburgh really was using Fields the way they should have to begin with. Like they needed to run him more. I don't think they ran him enough.
Right.
But I think Wilson is really fitting what they want to do in that offense. Get those play action shots, let their run game get everything moving. But then, that threat of play action, he's going to throw that deep ball. It's going to be damn near complete every time, it seems like, because goddamn, George Pickens knows how to get open. Those three called back touchdowns.
It's tough. Pickens knows how to get 1 foot in twice, but not 2 feet in.
Okay,
It's
I get the rule.
kind of insane. That's
That's a
kind of insane.
stupid rule.
That's kind of insane to get the same foot in twice and then not be able to get the other
Like
foot in.
we live in a
I feel like it should
world
be two.
where one knee counts as a catch, but the same foot
Right.
does not.
Right.
If
I
I'm a
feel like there
defender,
should
I'm just
be,
carrying one player's leg until they're
yeah.
acting out of bounds.
I feel like there should be an exception to the rule when you can get two of the same foot in twice. And I mean the foot fully came off the ground too. Like it step up, step, and then he stepped out of bounds with the other foot. So,
I mean, at the same time, like George, just throw your foot down,
yeah,
actually, but
he
you know.
does need to. He's a specimen for sure, and he's a good receiver. But I think that's honestly like his biggest issue, other than
Sometimes he's a bit of a
a diva.
yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, I mean that's really his only thing is catching the ball completely in bounds. If he did that, his stats would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean that was two touchdowns of his that got called back. At the end of the day, they still won. They still proved to be the better team. It's the Giants, like you're expecting that, but
It got scary for a second.
just a little bit. Just
But
like
TJ Watt is one of the greatest football
TJ
players
Watt is
ever.
insane, all right. He
So
has the clutch gene, all
he
right.
does.
He does. He might not. I mean, he does lead the league in sacks a lot, but he might not always be like the guy who's going to put up five sacks a game like some of the
Right.
guys are. But he's going to get it when he needs it. Oh, hi, Rabbit.
Bunny.
She wanted to make an appearance, I guess.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I just think that getting two wins with Russell Wilson against teams that aren't very good, right? The Jets and Giants suck. But, this is also Russell Wilson after not playing for almost a year. So getting him back into the swing of things, even if it's against easier opponents, I mean, we got our bye, we got the Chiefs coming up, we got the entire AFC North gauntlet multiple times coming up. So, I mean, to be able to get those easy wins when you can get them, like, you got to
It's
take
huge. It's
because
huge. Yeah. Especially in the AFC North, too.
it's not going to be nearly as easy as the early season was. So,
Yeah, no, definitely. And those division games are crucial too, especially like for the AFC North and everything like that. Because you're never safe in the AFC North. I mean, look at Baltimore and Cleveland this past week. So, yeah, no. Pittsburgh is sussy for Russie. Shout out Jersey Jerry. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, but
Yeah, I know. This
yeah.
rabbit's distracting me. Did you see her?
Yeah.
Just poking her head over my shoulder, like, geez.
Ew.
Hi, I want to be part of the pod.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Shout out the bunny. What's the bunny name?
Bun Bun. My
Bun
girlfriend has
Bun.
very creative names for the rabbit.
Fair. Fair. Bun
Just
Bun
her name.
Bun.
A name so fun, you got to say it twice.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a good name. It's creative. It's creative. At
Yeah.
least it's not unoriginal.
Like rabbit.
Yeah, or like I don't know. I can't think of normal bunny or like
I feel like
original
Oreo
bunny.
probably is normal if it's a black and white rabbit, right? I feel
Maybe.
like any black and white animal gets named Oreo, so.
Or like well, I don't. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not even gonna say. I was gonna say fluffers or something like
Do you
that,
even know what pet names are, Tyler?
but no. I'm blanking so hard. I'm blanking so hard on pet names right now. I don't know why. Yeah, but what do we want to do? We want to recap last week?
I
Or
mean,
what's
we
up
can
with
see where
that?
things go. I mean, I want to talk about Jameis
Yeah, no, yeah, that was, I
was
mean,
pretty sick.
it's a classic James game right there, I'd say.
Yeah, I think he had that should have been interception to Kyle Hamilton late in the game,
Yeah,
where
that
Kyle
was
Hamilton literally had
insane.
the ball in his hands for 5 seconds juggling it,
I forgot that happened,
whatnot.
actually. That
And
was
then next
insane.
play just drops a dime to.
Yep. Laser.
So that's the Jameis experience. That's the Jameis Winston experience in a nutshell, really, is he'll throw the absolute worst ball you've ever seen in your life and then drop an absolute dime to the receiver the next play. So
It's some of the best football and the worst football you've ever seen,
but
but it works
it's
somehow.
also what the Browns have not had with Deshaun Watson, like he's not making those plays for them at all. And now Jameis is there doing Jameis things. And frankly, that's what the Browns have needed is a quarterback that actually takes risks.
At this point, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Like, Flacco took over last year, had great numbers. Jameis took over, and to be fair, it's been one game, but he had over 300 yards passing. I don't know if I don't think I think that I saw a stat Deshaun hasn't even done that once since he's been a Cleveland Brown.
Oh no, he sucks, man. Like
I didn't realize he was that bad, but
the downfall is crazy. All
He
right.
hasn't even touched 300 yards passing in a game as a Cleveland Brown. And they gave him an absurd amount of money. I don't know how much more you need to see from these like kind of washed guys. Like they're not completely washed, but like, you know, they're just like they're probably mediocre at best, right? Like in their late stages of their career, pretty old. I mean, Flacco can still sling it somehow. I never thought that dude was good. I think old Flacco is better than elite Flacco.
No, honestly, the way that Flacco's been playing is I do not remember seeing that when he was in Baltimore at
No,
all.
like seriously, like I think him now, he's better than what he was in Baltimore.
I think he's unlocked playoff Flacco because
Yeah.
when he had that playoff run with Baltimore, he
Yeah.
was lighting it up. And that's kind of what he's been doing the past 2 years.
Yeah, I just like I remember always being such a strong, and you can speak for this too, because we've had this discussion multiple times of Flacco's not elite. Flacco's not elite.
Oh, he never, like, he never was, yeah. But
Right, but
now.
I've got myself believing now that he's elite at this point. Like the dude, it just fills in and takes over, and he's been going insane.
Yeah, he
I
is
mean,
a tier backup right now.
the
Absolutely.
Colts just benched Richardson for him.
Yeah, that was a move,
Yeah,
you
I
know?
don't. Yeah, I don't
Very
know.
short-sighted move, but it was a move.
I just think, I don't know, the GMs in the NFL aren't the brightest right now, honestly. I just feel like why not just let him go through the pains and get a good drafts position. Like the Colts are so weird. They're always like kind of like they're kind of what the Steelers were the past couple of years. Like they're pushing to make the playoffs. They're like kind of contenders. They're in and out of the bubble. They end up with a middle of the pack, lower end draft pick, and they repeat the same in process every single year.
Yeah,
It's just
they're
it
the
makes no
same boat where they just
sense.
can't find a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to commit some at some point, right? Like benching him is not going to do anything. Like he might just stink. That might unfortunately be a fact, but let him finish the year at least.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, what good are you doing him by benching him? What good are you
Right.
actually doing your team by benching him? Because at the end of the day, like, yeah, like maybe they want to compete for the playoffs, but they're not competing for a Super Bowl with this roster.
No.
I mean, I just, you kind of think that with this roster, you need what the potential of Anthony Richardson is to hit. And the only way
Right.
to really get that is to get him playing experience.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they made a mistake throwing him out to start right away his rookie year. Maybe they made a
Yeah.
mistake to keep him starting this year. But once you make the decision to go to that guy, when you pull him, very rarely does it actually work to go back to him.
Right. You're only gonna like hurt his morale and hurt his
Yeah.
mental. Like, and that's what he, that's honestly probably. The dude has all the athletic ability in the world. He's a freak, but he's like we've talked about on the show multiple times. His accuracies are trash, and his stats speak for that too. His stat line, was it last week, was atrocious.
Well, it was like 5 for 20
He was
at first or something. It was like two completions for
no,
like his first
he
9 attempts or something like that. Yeah.
in the first half, he was 2 for 15.
Yeah.
With like 80 passing yards.
My gosh.
But yeah, like I don't know. I just like
I mean,
the
you kind of knew what he was coming into the draft. Like you knew
right.
he had accuracy issues. You knew he had, you know, volatility as a thrower. It's one of those things where it's like you kind of need to let him learn, like how MSU is doing that with Aiden Childs right now. Like he has some absolute lame ass throws that he makes that are
Yeah.
absolutely insanely stupid.
And he has issues holding onto the ball and turnovers, but you have to, they're growing pains for a reason.
And you know, you can avoid those by having him not start his first year. You can avoid them by
Right.
having him start his first 2 years, you know? Like look at Malik Willis. You know, he started a little bit his rookie year, but that's a little bit different. He got thrust in because of injury, not
Yeah.
because they're like, oh, we're
Not
turning.
because they were like, all right, here's the keys. You're our guy. Let's go.
Yeah. But he was able to sit 2 years basically, learn, had to
Right.
start as a backup, but at the same time, again, not being handed the keys, not being said, yeah, you're the starter like right now.
Right.
And now he's in Green Bay doing very well.
Yeah,
And
balling.
Malik Willis had a lot of the same issues that Anthony Richardson has, right? Like he came in, he doesn't really know how to read a defense. He doesn't
Yeah.
really throw a lot accurately. Like, he can throw an accurate ball, but he wouldn't be considered an accurate thrower by any means. And so it's just like, yeah, they gave him time to develop. Well, the Titans didn't give him time. The Packers took advantage of the time the Titans gave him to develop.
Right.
And they end up with a quarterback who is able to come in as a backup and
Win them games.
play as honestly one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the league this year.
I mean, yeah, that's a very
That's
fair thing to
even
say.
remotely ridiculous to say with how poorly some of the quarterbacks this year are playing.
Definitely. No, definitely. 100% too. Like, and you have teams like the Raiders with a revolving carousel of quarterbacks that they're using, and Malik Willis is 100% better than all, well, three of the, because they just signed Ridder. I'm not sure if he's going to play or not, but he's better than all three of those quarterbacks that they've used.
And how stupid do the Titans have to feel trading him away and
Yeah,
keeping
especially with
Levis?
dealing with what they're dealing with Levis.
And I get the same thing. But I think Levis is obviously out with an injury right now, but the Titans are doing, have been doing the, we're going to ride and die with him this year and see how things go.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen when he gets healthy. I would assume they still start him because
I
I'm.
mean, yeah, I don't, I just think that the NFL is doing a disservice to these young quarterbacks that they're bringing in nowadays, and they're expecting so much of them so early, that it honestly it kills their stock, and it hurts them. And honestly, it destroys their longevity too. And it gets them out of the league way quicker than they should honestly be out of the league. They shouldn't even, obviously they should get drafted, but they shouldn't even be filling the roles that they're being tasked to be filled. I mean, I don't know. I just, there's a big disservice being done to young quarterbacks that are getting drafted early.
And it's going to be really insane when the Falcons end up turning to Michael Penix in like 2 or 3 years, and he's
Yeah.
actually really good because
He's
he
going to
had
be
the time
phenomenal.
to sit and learn.
Yeah, especially behind someone like Kirk Cousins too. Like, he's going to be phenomenal. They're going to have no issues. And like, also, I'm not saying I want to get rid of Jared Goff, but if Hendon Hooker leaves us, or we move on from Jared Goff or whatever, like, he's going to be in a great spot too. We gave him time to come back from the injury. He's sat behind Goff for 2 years on his second year now, like he or second or third year now. He's probably going to be really good, or at least decent enough to be a starter in the league. You
And
know,
you saw the same
and
thing with Jordan Love a few years ago,
right.
right? Like, he had one really not great start when Aaron Rodgers was still there, and then Aaron Rodgers leaves and everyone's like, oh, did you see his one start? He sucked. But then
Yeah.
he's franchise quarterback again. So
Yeah, there was a moment where I thought Jordan Love was going to stink, and I was really happy. He does in fact not stink though, unfortunately.
yeah.
That's just what happens when you have the right systems in place. I mean, there's no better organization to look to than the Packers for that. From Favre to directly to Rodgers, and then from Rodgers directly to Love. I think Jordan Love's good enough where we can say that plan worked out for them.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be there for the next at least 5 years, right?
I
Like
mean, as long as he wants to
probably
be,
longer.
as long as he
Probably
wants to be
longer.
a Packer, he will be
Yeah.
there for however long as they pay him to be there for.
He's at this point, in that tier of quarterback, where it's like, yeah, you keep this guy around because your odds of getting someone better are very low.
Exactly. No, exactly. Yeah, it's insane. Malik Willis will honestly probably end up getting a pretty solid contract out of this when this is all said and done.
I wouldn't. So I think he has one more year on his rookie deal after this year.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay kept him around for that because, I mean,
Yeah, that's,
high end backup, right?
yeah, that's, I mean, and especially with Love too. Love has been, I mean, obviously
He's been injured.
he got hurt this past week too, and Malik came in and led that drive to get the game winning field goal.
Iced it, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, why not keep him around while he's still on, a rookie deal.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, he's going to be one of those guys that kind of his rookie deal ends and he goes and finds that team that's in that transitionary period. Oh, they need to find a quarterback. And it's either, well, let's take a shot on him being our starter, and it's either it works out for us or we're going to be so bad that we end up being able to draft one. So I feel like that's where he's heading towards after
Exactly.
this up. So.
Definitely. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I just feel like the situation with young QBs needs to change. I don't know. These
Yeah.
GMs are, I mean,
It's
it is easy to say that, you know, from the outside looking in, but also there has to be some kind of thought process behind it.
I'm trying to remember who it was some former NFL player. I don't remember who it was, but on Twitter they were saying at one point NFL teams just decided to meet rookie quarterbacks where they were at instead of developing them and making them sit. And that is just the most true thing in the world, right? Like, we used to be in a world where the number one overall pick wasn't expected to start if he was a quarterback, right? Jared Goff did not start right away. You know, you've got other guys who didn't start right away when they were first overall pick or top five picks or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, probably for the best. You know, they're not NFL ready at this point. And obviously, you know, a lot of those teams, like the guys that did, right? Like, they came in and beat a veteran quarterback in an actual competition. I don't think that teams have real competitions in training camp anymore for quarterback, unless it's like two goobers going at it, right? Like, I'll fully believe that Gardner Minshew versus Aiden O'Connell was a competition, but I don't think that,
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like,
But like you know, Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent were
yeah.
dueling it for the starting job this year. Like,
No.
no, they weren't,
Or
right?
like Bryce Young and Andy Dalton last year. That Andy Dalton was playing better than Bryce Young in the preseason last year, but of course they're going to start Bryce Young. He's their rookie quarterback. But it's just like it's short-sighted to not see that there's the benefit to having your guy sit for a year.
And I mean,
And
obviously there are guys that are ready to go right away. Like Jaden Daniels, great example. He's been phenomenal this year.
Caleb Williams as well. He's shown that we should be starting this year too. And
But the thing is that the Bears, even like Caleb Williams did not look that great to start the year. But the Bears were like, all right, he's our guy. And they've stuck with the growing pains and he's starting to develop fully. I mean, it takes time to get adjusted to the NFL, man. I don't know. I just feel like the teams are taking like rolling the dice on these quarterbacks and taking them way too high. And then they're like, all right, well, now it's your job. Like, go get them, man. You're starting week one. So, and like you said, they're not giving them any competition for, you know, for anyone to take their job from them.
Yes.
So,
I don't
I
know.
don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to change at all, ever really, you know. But it's just interesting to see how like some of the teams that have the best quarterbacks, that quarterback sat when they first got to the league, right? Like Lamar Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco for most of his
Definitely.
career. Patrick sat his entire rookie year, you know
I
that.
forgot about that actually.
It's just like it's a way that works, especially with the guys like a Patrick Mahomes who have high-end talent, but maybe a little bit more volatile in some of their decision making, right? So,
I mean, these guys, especially those two guys, insane athleticism, and obviously can throw the ball, can do these things, but like, give them that little bit of time to pick up on things. And I mean, those are two great examples. Like Lamar came in, he's been phenomenal. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, I don't think we even have to. I mean, this year he's been
He's been
very
kind of
sub,
weird this year.
very sub. Oh no, I mean MVP. Mahomes has been very subpar this year. But yeah, no, two great examples. And definitely. But we can get off that topic now. We
We kind of beat it a little bit, yeah.
kind of rambled on and on about that. I mentioned Texans Jets. What do you think? Who do you got? The Jets are favored by 1 point in this if you're a
Is it
gambling
just because
man.
Stephon Diggs is out? Is that why?
I mean it's at home. It's a night game for the Jets. But I think I'm so curious as to how this is a I'm curious how Vegas thinks this is a game in which the Jets are favored by a point.
I mean, I get that the Texans kind of struggled last week a little bit against the Colts in some ways.
Right.
But at the same time, like, the Jets have been so bad
Horrible.
in ways that cannot even be described. They have been a bad football team, right?
Yeah, horrible. Yeah.
And it's not just like, oh, like their defense is letting up stuff. Like their defense, I mean, they have been struggling, but I would argue it's because their offense is just putting them in these bad positions. It's just, I don't know.
Their
Like
offense is causing them to not get off the field.
Aaron Rodgers is trying to do things he was doing 5 years ago, and he is not able to do those things anymore.
Yeah.
And
He's washed? Question mark?
kind of like, I don't even think it's like he makes a bad read. It's just he can't hit it like he used to, right?
He's a shell of his old self.
Yeah, like I still like I'll see him make a throw and I'm like, yeah, that was the right throw. You just no, it didn't work,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like
And this whole Devontae Adams thing hasn't really worked out so far in his favor.
no. It, who would have thought that a player basically being the GM wouldn't work out?
Yeah. We could just ask LeBron, I guess, right?
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
Hate LeBron. Anyways.
I have no idea how the Jets are favored by one. Honestly, though, like it will be interesting to see how the Texans offense does without Diggs and Collins. I will say they are very like we've talked about the depth that they have.
Yeah.
Like they've still got Robert Woods waiting in the wings
Yeah.
at receiver,
And Tank
right?
Dell
Like,
just became their wide receiver one. And it's like, okay, that was he was their wide receiver one last year. So
yeah, it's
Dalton Schultz at tight end. They got the depth. Like they'll
Joe
be fine.
Mixon
And
is healthy
Joe Mixon
again.
has been
Yeah.
phenomenal this year.
Yeah.
Phenomenal this year.
Yeah. So yeah, I still think like even though they're missing their two top receivers, like do I think it's gonna come back to bite them in the playoffs? Yeah.
Could,
I
but
think
Nico
that
should be back by then too.
yeah.
So
I think that by playoff time, if
Diggs does
Nico
hurt though, because I mean, especially when playoffs come around, having three options at receiver is critical because you can hit guys. And I mean, there's no one that you can key in on, right? Like, every single receiver that's on the field can make a play. So it does create, matchup, nightmares for the defense and stuff like that. So that does hurt them, but they'll be just fine, I think, still. But yeah, I don't know. The Jets are a joke.
Yeah.
Maybe they like snap back into form, but I just don't like it's hard to think with like a franchise like the Jets too,
Have
specifically.
they? My thing is, they just haven't shown anything this year, right? They haven't shown even like a spark of being competent.
I feel like even their wins like don't even look like their wins have don't look good. And I feel like they've been up in the air too. I can't even think of who they've beaten this year.
They beat the Patriots, I believe, once, lost to them once. And the other team they beat, your guess is as good as mine, to be honest, my guy. Like, I don't particularly remember who they beat besides that.
I remember they got smoked when they played the 49ers.
Yes, they lost to the Bills.
They beat the Titans.
Okay, two bum teams.
So the only two win they beat the Titans by a touchdown. That game was close because I remember the Titans had a drive down to the Jets territory, but I think Levis threw a pick. Not surprising, obviously. And then they beat the Patriots 24-3. So at one point the Jets were 2-1 this year. If that's believable. Then they can then they lost to the okay the loss of the Broncos by 1 point. That's gross. They lost 10-9 to
That was
Denver.
like the monsoon game where they were getting like the residual rains and stuff from.
Yeah. Bo Nix had like 60 passing yards.
That was a
Yeah.
gross game, but
Yeah.
yeah, just I don't know. You just haven't seen anything from them. Like I think you've seen it from their defense a little bit, where it's like, yeah, this is that championship talent defense that
Right.
they have.
Right.
From their offense, you haven't seen it, and that right now, especially in the regular season, is so much more important to have. And
Critical, critical, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. 100%. It's unfortunate, but I mean, I've reached a point where Aaron Rodgers tortured me for so many years. I actually love seeing him shit the bed and be and just be bad. It makes it puts a smile on my face, honestly. There was a thought in me last year where I was like, play for the Jets now, like I don't have to hate him anymore. And then I thought about it, and I think I'm just gonna continue to hate him. So
He's just very unlikable as a player.
he does himself no favors.
It's like the attitude that he comes out with, the way that he like basically sulks when he decides he's going to blame his receiver for what goes wrong. I don't know. It's just, I feel like he never takes accountability for things. And that's what irks me about him a lot. And maybe it's not your fault, but you know what? The best quarterbacks always seem to like be the one that's like, that's on me. I gotta put my guy in a better position
Yeah,
than
no, right.
earlier.
Having accountability, right? Like being like, hey, hand up. Like I should have thrown a better ball.
Like it's the same thing that pissed me off about Ben Roethlisberger is he always just threw his receiver under the bus. He'd go onto the radio and be like, oh yeah, Deontay's gotta run a better route than that, or Antonio didn't hitch right or whatever you would end up saying. It's just like, dude, like it can be your fault. Like it's okay for things to be your fault, man. Like you're still a good quarterback.
I mean, yeah, no one's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
So,
Except Brian Fitzpatrick. He's never thrown an interception in his life.
yeah, fine, I'll let it slide.
Okay, we gotta circle back though. Remember when I said the Lions were gonna blow out the Titans last
You did
week?
say that. You did say that.
And
I said I said
so,
I was I said I was actually scared for that game for some reason too.
but when Mason Rudolph ran into the end zone to make it 14-14, was there a little part of you that was like, you know what? Fuck you, Thomas.
Honestly,
You ruined it.
I was not thinking that. I was sitting there and I don't know, that game was just like not entertaining for me. I don't know. And I was just like, these guys are not good. And I could tell that it was only so long before, Mason Rudolph started to ma do Mason Rudolph things. So, there was no worry in me, honestly. That's the most one
I
of the
don't
most
even know how
relaxed
much of
times I've
that's on
been.
Mason Rudolph, man. The Titans just kind of suck.
I mean, yeah, they're just bad. It's not.
Like, not that he
I
elevated
mean,
them,
that
but
was
like,
a horrible intercept, first interception that he
they
threw.
suck, man.
Yeah, they stink. I know they're not good, but I mean, trust me. I don't think if you put Will Levis in that, I don't even think that helps them. They might not even score 14 points if he's in.
No, definitely not. We'd get a
But
good game for it, though.
yeah, Lions big game this week. Really, really big game this week.
Is this their
Away
first matchup against the Packers this year?
this year,
Yeah.
Which last year we played them, I think it was Sunday night. We played
Green
them for the
Bay.
first in Green Bay and we smoked them. And it was
Yeah, it
so
was. No,
nice.
I thought it was Thursday night.
It was a definitely Thursday night
Because
football.
I
You're
was
correct.
there. I was there.
Yes. Yeah, it was Thursday. You were there.
I sent you the picture of me and a cheese head. And you said I looked like an idiot.
You're right. I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And then unfortunately we lost to them on Thanksgiving, which sucked. But yeah, I don't know, man. Jordan Love might not play, I guess. So Malik Willis, but he's also been kind of balling. So is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't know.
It's only a good thing.
Jaden
I mean,
Reed.
it's only a good thing to play the backup, right? Like, as good as Malik Willis has been playing, you'd rather face him than Jordan Love, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I guess. I don't know. I feel like Malik is the type of player to kind of like have a good game against the Lions.
would you rather play a hobbled Jordan Love than the way Malik Willis is currently playing?
Yeah,
Probably.
probably. Yeah.
But healthy versus healthy, I mean, you'd rather play some Malik Willis. Like,
Fair, fair. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
that,
know.
and
We'll
that's
see.
old ways of thinking, Tyler. That's old ways of thinking. That's SOL ways of thinking.
No, it's not. It's
Yes, it
not.
is.
It's fine to be scared. Like, trust me, I think the Lions are the best team in the league. And I honestly don't think it's close. I think the Chiefs are the biggest fluke undefeated team. And I'll continue to say that. They remind me of the 11-0 Steelers. I know that might hurt your feelings, Thomas,
No, it doesn't. They the,
but
those Steelers were I had no business being 11-0.
I trust me, I know, because I kept watching them win every week and I was like, what the hell is going on? These guys are not good. And
They
I said that about the undefeated Eagles too. I said, these guys are not good. They are not good. They're undefeated still, but they're not good. They will not do anything. And I was right. So, and like, I would get it if Mahomes was balling out, but he is seriously struggling. He's seriously having a bad year, which I did not think was possible. Because when I think of Patrick Mahomes, I think he's a freaking robot and he doesn't make mistakes. But he's shown that he is human. So,
I will say the one thing is, like, every week I'm kind of scared, like, he's just going to click it into place, right?
yeah, that and
He's
that's
on
the
my
thing.
fantasy team. He's on my bench now. The reason I haven't cut him is because, like, I'm fully aware at some point he might just, it might
And
just
that's the
start
thing
clicking
with him too,
with him,
because
right?
he is that type of player. Like he does, you know, he might be on a cold streak every once in a while. Or he has even started the year. He usually starts the year pretty slow, I would like to say. Like he doesn't usually have a ton of big performances early on, and then he'll finally it'll start to click. But it's been so weird. Like even when he doesn't have those like big performances early on, he really doesn't turn the ball over, which he's been doing a ton this year. And their offense usually clicks no matter what, and I just don't think it's really been doing that. I mean, they just beat the Raiders by a touchdown, and all these games are like coming down to the wire. I mean, they come back against the Chargers, who should have won that game, you know, when they played them. I mean, we've talked about this on the show multiple times too, and you've brought it up too, is like the defense has just really been phenomenal this year. And has been winning, honestly, in my opinion, has been winning them these games.
It's just tough to see. It's tough to think that they can keep playing like this heading into the playoffs and have success, right? Like, it just doesn't seem like something that can happen, you know?
Because if they do end up clicking, it's gonna be like, oh shit, watch out, because they're a fucking freight train now, and good luck stopping them. You couldn't stop them when Mahomes was making a mistake. Good luck stopping them when he's not making mistakes, right? Like it is a very scary thought to think about that. You know, I say that now. They are the biggest right now, in my opinion, they're the biggest fluke undefeated team. But if Mahomes puts it together, then the league's on notice for a three-peat, because
Although, man,
no team. I don't know.
I'm scared of the Ravens, man. Dude, like, you can make every argument they should have won that game against the Chiefs to open the season. The Ravens are a legit team. Even though they lost to the Browns, I get it, they lost to the Browns. But man, like,
The
when
James, it was a
they're
Jameis bump. It was a Jameis bump.
the Jameis bump, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I just think the Ravens are, I guess we'll have to see though, because they don't do it in the playoffs right now. They
Good
don't.
news for you is the
Steelers are
Steelers
atop the North.
own Lamar Jackson too.
We do. We are kings of the North. Honestly, how wild would it be the Steelers win the division? Would that not be the most?
I would love that. I said I was retired from gambling for a little bit, but before I did that, me and my roommate Caleb put a future on some teams to win their divisions, and the Steelers might have been involved in that because he convinced me to put money on them.
I mean, it's not impossible. I think
No, it's not, and
the
honestly,
thing
it
hurting
looks
them is
great now too.
they have
So,
like eight division games in a row. That's the only problem is they have a bunch of slugfests late in the season, which having them late in the season might be better than having them early in the season though, because I mean, I don't know. I feel like slugfests are the kind of games that the Steelers always play. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But yeah, I mean,
TJ Watt keeps needing to TJ Watt, and Russ needs to keep doing Russ, and you me
let him
and you
cook.
guys could very much be in contention for
Let Mr.
the AFC East.
Unlimited cook.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited diarrhea.
I was watching TikTok the other day, and my buddy sent me a video of when Russell Wilson was at Wisconsin. He played MSU for the first time. It was the Hail Mary deflection
Oh,
from Kirk Cousins to
the
Keith
Kirko.
Nichols, where they called him down at the one, and then they reversed it and said he won on a last second throw from Kirk O'Chain's Hail Mary.
Crypto
So
chains.
that was fun reminiscing right there. I remember talking about that the next day at school like it was yesterday, man.
Yeah, man, I
Fun
feel
stuff.
old. I feel old.
Yeah, I know, me too, man. Me
But
too, it's unfortunate, but that's life, so.
yeah, I mean, we could delve into some of these games upcoming. I mean, we tapped into a little bit of them, but like, I don't know.
Slate looks pretty decent, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm seeing it, so.
I mean, Broncos Ravens doesn't sound very interesting to me, to be
Yeah,
honest.
but here's the thing. The Ravens are 9.5 point favorites against the Broncos, which just doesn't sound right to me.
You think they should be favored more?
No, I think they should be favored less.
Oh, well, the Broncos defense has been good this year.
That's why, too, because the Broncos have been great on defense. And I mean, their offense, Bo Nix has actually kind of been balling too. So, but yeah, I think the Broncos defense is too good for the Ravens to win by more than 9 points.
Maybe they get
Personally.
the coming off a loss bump. That you just lost
Yeah.
the final Jameis Winston bump.
It's true. And dude, I don't know. I feel like every time I'm scared for a Ravens game because I think they're playing a good opponent, they just can mollywop them, like the Bills game.
Yeah.
Or, any other multiple games that they've played.
Chargers Browns is
But
my sneaky good game of the week.
Chargers Browns is.
Yeah, sneaky good
Okay.
game. Jameis is gonna come to play. He's gonna do Jameis things.
What's the grossest game of the week? I think this is pretty easy actually, looking at the slate right here.
There's only
Oh,
one
oh
answer. I
no,
mean,
there's actually two in contention in my eyes.
can I guess your two contenders?
Yeah.
Patriots Titans.
Yep.
That was definitely the first one on your list.
It
It's the
was
first.
not actually that I didn't
Two.
see that one until I had already saw the first one, so.
Is the okay? Oh, I'm stuck between two. It's either Raiders Bengals or Saints Panthers.
It is Saints Panthers.
Okay.
Those are just gross. Like I know the Saints destroyed the Panthers, like what was it, week one, I think.
Yeah.
But the Saints stink now. I think we all know that the week one and two Saints were a fever dream at this point.
And the Panthers are doing some weird shit. They just traded Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Although
Oh, I
Bryce
forgot about
Young
that. Yeah.
played decently last week. He was
Yeah.
pretty good. He was okay, you
Threw a
know?
touchdown to Xavier Leggett. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, I feel like it has, I don't want to say it because I know I'm going to be wrong. It has the potential to be an okay game. I'm not going to say good. It has the potential to be an okay game.
I honestly agree with you. Like, no, trust me, I don't want to spend any time watching that game, but it actually will maybe be a pretty decently like competitive game and
I
like
think
pretty decent
it might
statistical
be
game.
how does Bryce build off of last week? Like if he's able to keep building off of what, you know, was an improvement,
Yeah.
not great quarterback play by any means, but it was an improvement.
Yeah.
If he can build off of that,
Maybe he wants to come out with a vengeance because
maybe he'll get
he
more
played like shit
votes.
against the Saints week one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a sneaky potential. I'm not going to say it's going to be sneaky good because I've already declared that to be Browns Chargers.
Okay.
But yeah, no, the grossest game for me is going to be Patriots Titans. I don't care
Fair.
who is
Very
starting.
fair.
I don't know if Drake May is starting. I don't know if Jacoby Brissett's starting. We don't know if Will Levis is starting. We don't know if Mason Rudolph's starting. It's just going to be gross all around.
Very fair.
Ugh. Ugh.
That game is disgusting, actually.
Yeah.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. I will not be tuning in. I really hope that
Sneaky
CBS doesn't throw that on
good
my TV.
game. I think the Falcons are gonna run it up. Cowboys, I think.
But here's the thing, is like the Cowboys just, yeah, they suck,
They
but
stink.
they're not as, I don't know. I feel like the Cowboys will do something at the beginning of the game. I don't think they'll be able to close one out, but I think they'll do something at the beginning of the game
Fair.
to at least, it will at least be competitive through the first quarter in my brain.
Fair.
And that's not saying much because it's only the first quarter, but you know.
Sneaky good game of the week could be Jags Eagles.
Stop. Stop that. I'm not betting on the Jags having a sneaky good game ever again. All right.
Fair. I forgot about the Bears, Jags. Yeah. Oh, and actually the back-to-back picks, actually. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I'm excited for Bucks Chiefs. I think the Bucks give the Chief the Bucks gives the Chiefs their first loss of the year, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I do too. I
Yeah.
think the Bucks showed that they can still make things happen without Godwin and
Baker can
Evans.
hey, Baker can still Baker, man.
Yeah, like I don't, I just think, obviously the Bucks defense hasn't been amazing,
Right.
but like I don't know, I just think that.
Patrick Mahomes also hasn't been, I mean, we just talked about, he hasn't been amazing against great, like poor defenses either.
Yeah.
So
I feel like if there's one quarterback in the NFL who I'm like, yeah, that guy can just kind of like go toe to toe with any quarterback randomly any week, it's kind of just Baker, right? Like, obviously, he'll have like an absolute stinker, but I feel like he just rises to the occasion so often now.
he does. I think he does, honestly. The majority of Tampa's losses haven't really come on the heels of a bad Baker performance.
No, not at
Like,
all.
he played great against Atlanta when they lost that game.
Yeah. The Broncos game wasn't.
Both Atlanta games, actually, now I'm thinking about it, like both Atlanta games, he played phenomenally, and they just lost both of them because I don't know, because of other reasons,
Doesn't
I would
finish.
say.
Yeah.
The only bad performance I would say he had was against the Broncos, but
And that was after they got the Honolulu flu, though.
I was gonna say, yeah, you can't
That
blame him
was
for
close.
the Lions hangover, which continues to be real. Who
So
we put?
you're putting
So
money on the Patriots?
Patriots money line.
Yeah.
I might put my whole bank account on Patriots money line. I'm just kidding.
Next week, I'm going to be doing a solo pod because Tyler's no longer has Wi-Fi or a computer
I'm
or
kidding. I'm retired, guys. I'm retired. 2 week retirement.
2 week retirement. You're pulling the Tom Brady retirement.
Maybe a week, maybe a week and a half. We'll see.
You're going to come back like Jordan and win three more.
Yeah, I'm gonna put out a press release. The one that says I'm back. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the slate should be pretty good
Yeah.
this week. So I'm excited for it. I think Texans by a billion tomorrow. I think yeah, that's basically it. Texans by a billion tomorrow. Lions by a billion on Sunday too. So excited for
Win on the
that.
bye week. Steelers win on the bye week.
There you go.
We'll see if
There you
they
go.
trade for a receiver. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Need one. Like, no
Yeah.
offense to Calvin Austin, you did great, but you have no business being wide receiver two right now.
Facts. Who do we think is on the market for, who's up for trade? Who do you want to, who would you want the Steelers get for a receiver?
That's a really, who's even available at this point?
Right, that's kind of what I was asking.
Like they couldn't have traded for Deontay Johnson even if they wanted to, because they just traded him
No.
away. And the NFL has the NFL has a rule where you can't reacquire a player that you
Plus,
trade.
they
They don't
don't
want him back, but like he
after it
was
ended,
like
they don't want
the guy
him back.
available. Who's fucking,
Cooper Kupp's not on the block anymore. That
I
was a
would have said
big,
Cooper Kupp, that would have been
that
sick.
was a big name.
Low-key DK, if they can find some way to swing for DK.
I don't think that happens.
No, it's not happening. There's no way Seattle lets him go. But if DK Metcalf
All right,
was.
well, you can't just pick the one of the best receivers in the league and be like, if they could swing it somehow.
The name of the receiver who's available right now.
Oh, I don't know. And I think that might be a mistake by the Steelers. There was a lot of names that moved around at receiver, and they didn't bite on any of them.
Like, can they go get Calvin Ridley? But I don't even really. I mean, Calvin Ridley's better than what they have right now. So, like, maybe.
Calvin Ridley would be a good. He's honestly someone that I thought of too, but
Jacoby Myers?
the Jets should trade Garrett Wilson. You guys should get Garrett Wilson.
They're not trading Garrett Wilson. There's a 0% chance they trade Garrett Wilson.
You guys could get Allen Lazard.
I'm good. I'm good. Alan Lazard might be the one person Aaron Rodgers has been able to use his weird wizard magic on. Like, that man is not good at football. He has no business being on a football team, but somehow he's good right now.
Facts.
Jacoby Myers would be
Yeah.
interesting if they can swing that.
Jacoby Myers, yeah. It's a decent
Tyler
dude.
Lockett, I feel like he's more realistic to be available than DK, especially
Yeah.
with Smith and Jigba.
Facts, yeah. Jason, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe they do something. The Lions need to get an edge rusher, which I think is in the works. I don't know.
Yeah,
Because
they
the
need to get something.
pressure is non-existent.
Yeah, to all the Lion, to all the listen, I'm an Aiden Hutchinson hater because he went to U of M, and I can still be one because he's not on my favorite team.
Fair.
But to all the people that are like, oh, all he does is get pressures, bruh, where are the pressures that the Lions need to have a good defense? Oh, Aiden Hutchinson's gone, that's right. Like, pressures are a good stat, right? Sacks aren't everything. Pressures are good.
Wait, so you're not hating on him? You're giving him a compliment?
I'm giving him a compliment, but
Okay. Okay.
I hate
I was
him
confused
for where he went.
by the way you phrased it,
I hate for
but
him for where he went to school, not for his talent.
okay. Yeah, no, he was phenomenal at pressuring the quarterback. Which leads to missed throws, to
Hurried
turnovers, things
throws,
like
throwing it away, getting
leads
it.
to three and outs and fourth downs and
Look, I get sacks are the sexy stat, but if you have a guy who's making the quarterback get rid of the ball earlier than he wants to, having to check the
or
ball down
just
on
getting in
third,
his face.
having to check the ball down on third and long, like that's the shit you need to win championships. Like sacks are awesome, but how many guys?
Because
There are so many.
broken coverages happen.
There are so many guys in the NFL who are able to put up sacks, but not actually make an impact beyond the 10 sacks that they got that season. Like,
Right.
you don't hear anything about pressures or anything beyond those 10 sacks they might have gotten. Aiden Hutchinson getting those pressures is huge.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, yeah, people are stupid. People are dumb.
Facts. Idiots. Bunch
Hey,
of idiots.
they could trade for who's the guy from the Browns? Za'Darius Smith, is that the guy that
That's
everyone's talking about?
who was being talked about
He's the
being traded
rumored
for.
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
So.
trying to think of who else might be available that they could go after. Yannick Ngakoue, like we brought up.
You already said that.
I don't know, man. Like, you gotta just think, like, Trey Hendrickson could be interesting from the Bengals.
I wouldn't mind Trey Hendrickson.
Like, that would be interesting. I also feel like that wouldn't break the bank to keep him around. Like,
Yeah.
obviously, you'd have to pay him to keep him around, but you wouldn't have to.
Super mega max deal.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
Yeah.
to max out your salary cap to keep him around. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Don't know. We'll see. I'll let I'll let Brad Holmes
Let
and
Brad
Dan
Holmes do what he
Campbell.
does,
I'll let him cook because that's all he does. So we're chilling for now. Big game this week, so I'm excited. Yeah. But
Yeah, so our surprise didn't come true.
unfortunate.
It's still in the works. I'm not gonna lie. It might happen in November.
That's fine. Whenever is fine for me, man.
Whenever is fine for me too. We just got to make it work. We'll figure it out.
I can be patient.
I'm gonna stop making promises about when it's gonna happen, so
Yeah, no, yeah, just it will happen at some point.
it will happen at some point. That I
But TBD when, which is fine because we're working with someone with a busy schedule, so
Yeah. Oh, you're just giving it away now.
no, that does not give anything away.
Well, you're giving away that we're working with someone else on something.
No one else knows what though.
That's fair.
It's still pretty ambiguous.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Tyler, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You want to fill the air for a second? I gotta grab something.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, comment, subscribe.
I'm right back.
Need more likes, need more comments, need more subscriptions, need more listens, need more views. I sound needy, but obviously don't need these things, but would really appreciate them. And if you listen frequently, if you're listening right now, I appreciate you more than you know, and so does Thomas.
I should have done the entire pod in this thing.
And there's that right there for you too. That's a little added treat. If you're on the YouTube, you get to see that.
Visual gag only.
Yeah, only visual. I'm not even gonna explain it in audio. You will have to you have to check the YouTube to see what we're talking
Yeah.
about here. But You look great, Thomas. You look great.
If you watch it all the way through, give us that guy on the right really knows ball. If you didn't watch it all the way through, give us that guy on the left really knows ball. That way we'll
I
know.
know his ass does not listen to the whole thing. I know he clicks on it, types that, and then just exits
No,
out.
that's fine. That's fine.
Because I feel like
Well,
he would have, if he would have listened to the last pod all the way through, I feel like he would have said the guy on the right really knows ball too. So we'll see. Maybe he'll text me and let me know that he listened to the whole thing through and he heard that part and he got upset. But until that happens, that's what I'm gonna believe. But yeah, I think that's all I got,
I
man.
got nothing left.
Yeah.
Steelers are top of the North. Lions are top of the North.
Steelers and Lions own the North, man. It's,
What can we say? You know, we
we
know
root for
ball. We
teams
pick the
that
right
own the
teams.
North, man. Like, yeah, get on our level. Oh, wait, you can't because we're at the top. Yeah.
That's all.
Good stuff. All right. We appreciate you for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. Subscribe to YouTube, Outpod, Spotify,
Twitter.
Twitter. S throw us a follow. Shoot us a DM. Say what's up. Add us on Twitter. Say, hey,
Share with
what's
your
up?
friends.
Let the fam know. Let the friends know. Say, hey, these guys think they know ball. They're really just a bunch of jackasses. But if you care, if you want to hear just random dumb opinions, then you can listen to their podcasts.
Sometimes we're occasionally kind of funny.
Kind of, sometimes, yeah.
My mom thinks so, at least.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't think my mom listens.
Yeah, I don't think mine does either, which is fine.
Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah. Fair.
Anyways,
All right.
yeah, peace, everybody.
All right, folks. Peace out.